QAT post game. Billy Runaway with a fun tweet that I didn't get a chance to read during the show. Poor Anne lost a seat that was rightfully hers. Now she knows how Merrick Garland feels.
Damn, no, she doesn't.
That would require empathy.
Yeah.
Which, of course, she has none of.
Yeah.
All right, Casper, what's going on now?
Okay.
Man, your life's a soap opera.
I know. It's going to stop. So today, I have to give you like the full context, so just bear with me. Today, I wanted to take Charlie, my dog, for a long walk. Right? You know, kill two birds with one stone. He's got to go for a walk. I need some exercise, so whatever. But I also realized that my car, which I'm finally going to return to the dealership because it's a lease, was parked on the street and I needed to move it because of street cleaning, right?
Yep.
So I went downstairs with the two key fobs for that car. Along with my keys for the new car that I have.
Did this get racial for a second? Two key fobs?
Yeah, key fobs are it's like the remote to help open your car. That's called a key fob.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, so.
You know what
anyway,
the other fob is,
when
right?
you, yes, I know what a fob okay, is, okay. fresh off the boat. Got
okay,
it.
All right.
I'm Armenian, so.
Oh, that? Oh, yeah, that's true.
A thing or two about fobs. Yeah. But anyway, so I had the two key fobs for the leased vehicle. And then I had my house keys and, you know, just the keychain that has my house keys and the key for the new car that I have, right? And the new car is a used car, whatever, it doesn't matter. So go downstairs, move the car, and then I leave my house keys and the keys for my new car in there. And I thought to myself, all right, well, instead of going back upstairs and dropping off my old car keys, I'll just keep my old car keys with me. And then when I'm ready to go back inside, I will unlock the leased car, get my house keys, and then be done with it. Okay. So as I'm on this long walk, I come across this stray dog, right? And the stray dog is about to walk into the street. And it's a busy street, and I get super scared, and I don't want it to get hurt. So I run up to the dog, and it's an older dog. She looks, you know, like she's in a little bit of pain, and she's confused, whatever. And so I see that she has tags on, and I'm like, perfect. I have my phone with me, so let me go ahead and call the owner. Call the owner, and the number's disconnected. And so what do I do? Do I just leave this dog here? Of course not. And so I decide I'm gonna. It was a little Chihuahua. I'm gonna carry the Chihuahua home. And you know, it had its registration tags. So I'll figure out who the owner is. I just don't want to leave this dog here. It's gonna run into the street. Okay, so I don't have a leash for that dog. So I'm carrying her and she's kind of heavy. She's like an overweight Chihuahua, to keep it real. She's heavy, so I'm carrying her in one arm. I have Charlie on a leash on my other arm. And in the process of all of this, I drop my keys, the two key fobs for the leased vehicle, right? And so I walk probably halfway home and I realize my keys are nowhere to be found. I drop them and I panic because those key fobs are really expensive. And if I don't have those key fobs, I can't unlock the vehicle and get the keys for my place and for my other car. So I freak out. I call Christian, who's still sleeping.
And that's why you weren't here this morning?
No, I wasn't here this morning for other reasons, which was also a mess. So I call Christian, I'm freaking out. I'm like, babe, please, I need you to come get me, get this dog, whatever. But here's the thing, it's morning rush hour and he needs to get to work too. And so he doesn't want to drive to me because if he drives to me, it's gonna take forever to get to me and to get back and then get ready for work on time. So he starts walking and then he calls me and he's like, do you know how fucking far away you are from our place? Because I walk a really long distance. And I
Jesus,
was
how long did you walk?
Really long, okay.
What are you, in Parsippany? What's going
really
on?
Really long. Okay. And I was like, you're walking over here? No, I need you to drive here. And then finally, like, I freak out and I'm like, if he's trying to walk to me, by the time he gets to me, someone's gonna find those keys and pick them up, right? Mm-hmm. So then I panic and I grab the dogs. And I start like retracing my steps to see if I can find the keys. Can't find the keys. Keys are nowhere to be found. Retrace my steps several times. Keys are gone. Someone picked them up, right? And so now I'm in panic mode. I gotta get to work. I don't have access to my keys. What do I do? And I finally make it back to my place. I call animal services. They take care of the stray dog. And then I have to figure out what to do about my key situation. And I'm freaking out because right now, especially with like, I'm pinching every nickel, every dime, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so unexpected costs right now put me in such a stressful situation. And I had to call a locksmith to unlock the leased car.
So there goes that money.
That was $180 if I paid in cash. And then an additional 10% if I don't have cash. I didn't have cash. So it was like, I don't even remember how much, but close to $200 to unlock the car. Mm-hmm. Finally get my keys. And I have to order new key fobs because if you return your lease and you don't have your keys, they will charge you an insane amount. So I had to call the car company, order two new key fobs. That was $550.
Oh no.
Yeah.
This story ends with you finding the keys in your pocket, right?
No, the keys are gone. But it
they're gone.
They're gone. So $750 today.
Oh.
And it was like, I'm going to start crying just talking about it because it I'm already stressed out, but like that unexpected cost like really put me over the edge.
Well, and that makes you an American. 70% of Americans cannot handle a $700 new expense.
Yeah.
Without basically going bankrupt.
I'm super lucky. I'm not in the camp where, you know, I'm living paycheck to paycheck and I'm struggling like that. So I don't want anyone to like feel bad for me or whatever. But it's just like when it rains, it pours, you know what I mean? And so I think it's a mental thing and I need to be more present and I need to be more aware of what's going on around me and not, because my head's always going. And I think in that moment, I just wasn't present. Like I was just so concerned about this dog that I didn't consider everything else. And I should have considered, here are my keys, they're in my hands. Don't fucking drop your keys while you're trying to like save this dog, you know?
I don't know how any of us survive. So my wife got a $500 traffic ticket. Fuck, come on, man. Like, I don't know if you should get a $500 traffic ticket for running someone over. Okay, $500, who has $500 to pay a traffic ticket? That's insane. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to dispute it. You know how busy I am, so times run by. I just got a letter, now you owe us $300 more.
Oh my God.
Because you're delinquent or whatever, right? Now all of a sudden you got an $800 traffic fucking ticket. I mean, this is insane. Who's got $800 lying around?
I know.
So like you said, we're lucky, we're okay.
Yeah.
What if you were making minimum wage?
I wouldn't be okay.
Yeah, we'd be hosed. I don't know how you'd recover.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
I just look, every negative thing that happens is a learning experience. And part of the reason why I've been so stressed out is because I'm trying to live a lifestyle that I'm just not ready for yet, right? I'm obsessed with renovations and I'm upset, like the bathrooms are,
I'm done.
And so
that's why we partly should not feel bad for you, you're right.
No, don't feel bad for me. I need to learn a lesson and I learned a lesson today. So here's what I've decided to do, okay? I've purchased a ton of materials to renovate both bathrooms, right? And I've talked about it a little on the post game. I want to save as much money as possible, so I'm doing it little by little, and I'm hiring people and like nickel and diming. Blah. I'm done. I'm gonna finish one bathroom mostly because I demoed it and I've paid for the contractors or whatever to do what they need to do. The second bathroom, even though I have all the materials and the vanity and the tile and this, I'm selling that fucking material and I am going to keep the bathroom the way it is. I can't afford it. Like, why am I gonna go out of my way to do all this shit that I can't afford and live a lifestyle that I can't afford? It's making me crazy. And so that's, I feel like what happened this morning happened for a reason and I just need to accept it.
Yeah, sometimes. Anyway, so let me say two last things. One is on this issue of can't afford it. Almost every friend I have at some point got a house that was just a little above their means because we're all Americans, right? And that's what we're trained
to. And it makes you miserable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to a person, it makes you miserable. The whole point, if you manage to get into the middle class and you're not on the edge of your seat every day on expenses, literally bankrupting, right? Mm-hmm. The point is peace of mind.
Yeah, I know.
So if you then overspend and ruin your peace of mind trying to get peace of mind with a better bathroom, right? You've defeated the whole point. So there's a part of my house that, there's two parts of my house that sorely need renovation. They've sorely needed renovation for 4 years. And I know that we would love it if we renovated those places and we'd be super happy with those new rooms that we've been imagining for 4 years. We're not doing it because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
And if we spend that money on that, then we'd be stressed about, oh my God, can we go to date night once a week? You know,
yeah,
can we afford the nanny and stuff? No, the whole point's peace of mind. So, and then we also had our boiler or whatever, the thing that heats up the water. The least handy guy in America. Anyway.
The water heater?
The water heater, yeah, that's it. Anyway, we had the water heater and we got a couple of warnings like, it's a little old, you should, you know, maybe you should replace it at some point.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't and it broke and then we were in a panic. And then our washing machine just broke. Just up and out of nowhere, probably house overused it.
Yeah.
And it just broke. And now, boom, there's another expense. And a guy came by to see if he could fix it. And he did an analysis saying it's going to cost you almost $500 to fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, well, what, we could buy a new one for that amount of money. He's like, okay, that's fine. Give me $69. I'm like, wait, what's the $69 for? You didn't fix it. He's like, no, I looked at it, so give me $69.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know. It's just.
I know. Just, and he's right. He's right. He took time to figure out what was wrong with it. That makes sense. I got to pay him for his job. That makes sense. But it's just like, for a second there, I was like, wait, you didn't fix it. Why am I paying you again?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake, everything is an expense, and everything explodes on you. And
when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. That's why if you're not in a situation where you could withstand a rainstorm, you know, don't go too far, okay? Anyway, I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm just trying to be helpful.
No, I get it.
So now let's end on me being a bad guy. Oh, God, I fear what you guys are going to think of me. But, like, you felt an obligation to help that chihuahua.
Yeah, don't. I'm going to get emotional. Please don't talk about how I shouldn't have helped that dog. That's someone's dog. Like, if Charlie was on the street and got, I'm gonna start crying.
No, you're already
crying.
I'm sorry,
I'm getting emotional.
You're already crying. Okay, so don't worry. If I thought he was going in the street, I would definitely get him off the street. Okay, I'm not a Visigoth. Okay, I'm not a barbarian. Okay, I care about other living creatures. But boy, if I'm being honest, I don't know if I take on the responsibility of trying to walk that dog back. I mean, when you give to animal services, and this is an honest question. I'm not an animal guy. I don't know. Although there's one thing I do know about animals.
Animals are innocent.
Okay. Do they, when you give them to animal services, do they kill it?
No.
Like, no, seriously.
Okay, hold on,
like,
hold on. If it's like a...
I know they're not going to like, oh, thank you so much, and then red wedding it, right?
Yeah.
And cut his throat, but like, oh, there you go. Thank you. I appreciate it. No, but like after a week or 2 weeks, if somebody doesn't pick it up.
The dog had registration tags on her, but the registration tags don't include a phone number. She had a tag that had a phone number, but the phone was disconnected. No longer in service.
So you're saying because the registration tags, they'll definitely be able
owner.
To find.
Yeah.
Even if the phone number doesn't work,
correct.
They have the person's
name.
They
have the address because when you register a dog, you do it under your address.
Okay.
And so they'll find the owner and. You know, hopefully everything will be okay. And I just, you know, when you see that dog, or when I see that dog, I think of my dog. And I hope that someone, if Charlie ever, you know, got out of our place and was wandering the streets and was in danger, I would hope that someone would, you know, the universe would return the favor and save him.
Good luck with that universe thing.
Oh my God, Charlie.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So, whatever. I don't regret helping the dog.
That makes more sense. Because I wouldn't have known what to do with it. And I would have worried that if I gave it to animal services, all I did was kill it. And maybe he just was going to go around the corner and go back to his house. You see what I'm saying?
You're going to think this is crazy. If that dog didn't have tags, it didn't have a collar or anything like that, I would probably keep the dog.
Oh, God,
or find, or find an owner myself, because I do know that it will probably, it was an older dog too. It'll probably end up in the pound, and people usually don't want to adopt older dogs. And if it was put down, like, it would suck. It was a sweet dog too.
Okay, no, you guys, that's why you guys are better than I am. And there's a part of me that where, you know, like, Yeah, I don't know. You guys are better people than I am. Here's what I would have done. Hey, Michael, there's a dog on Crowley and Maple. Good luck. Because if anybody's going to rescue a dog, it's Michael Shore.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, does it have all its limbs? Yeah. Oh, no, that's okay. Like, he will rescue the dogs that are the neediest, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. Like, I think one of his dogs has like two limbs. I'm not sure. Anyway, I know it has at least three. Yeah. Anyway, so I would have called Michael and then gotten the hell out of there. No, I don't know what I would have done, but probably not as good as you or Michael would have done. Let's just put it that way. Or Mark Thompson or Ben or all these libs that I work with here. I would have gotten it out of the street.
Okay.
All right, guys. Much love. We'll see you tomorrow.